Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day over in the Middle East. Just to give you a flavor, some headlines from Drudge. 400 rockets hit Israel. Actually, at least 480. Now, most of those rockets either fell back and struck Palestinian territory in Gaza, or there were over 200 that were shot down. But enough have struck Israel so that three civilians, all women, one woman in her 50s who died recently in Tel Aviv, where they are aiming their rockets, target Tel Aviv. Other headline, Netanyahu threatens escalation. Deaths mount, three so far. Iron Dome overwhelmed, Ben-Gurion Airport closed. Closing of Ben-Gurion Airport, which is a beautiful and big and modern airport. It's Israel's only major international airport. So this basically closes off Israel from the world right now as the rocket assaults continue. They now are saying Jerusalem Post had reported 480 rockets fired at Israel since yesterday. It's now 700 rockets. There was a bus that was struck by a Gaza rocket in Holon, which is south of Tel Aviv. The question that I would pose here, and first of all, we're going to be speaking to my brother Jonathan from Jerusalem, which has also, of course, been targeted by these Hamas rockets. And thank God, most of them have not hit their targets, but enough have. They hit a school during hours when, thank God, it was empty. But there is a considerable amount of destruction going on, launched by the Palestinian terrorists at Hamas. By the way, if you have any idea what people from the Hamas leadership would say is the point of all this, you can try to give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. A little bit later this hour, we're going to be speaking to my brother, Jonathan, in Jerusalem about this entire dispute, which I think has caught the world by surprise. I think, frankly, it caught Israel by surprise because it makes absolutely no sense. The idea that that Hamas is going to prevail in a military confrontation with Israel is, thank God, ludicrous. And they are assembling reservists who have been called up. And there will be a major boots-on-the-ground effort, at least according to all the Israeli sources. We will find out about that. And meanwhile, there are all sorts of Palestinians here, Palestinian supporters here in the United States, people like Rashida Tlaib, people like Cori Bush. What does Cori Bush have to do with the Palestinians? She's the new congresswoman from Missouri. We featured some of her very, very extreme statements on a whole range of subjects before. But she says in her Twitter account, the congresswoman from Missouri, Democrat, of course, member of the squad, she says, "I know what it's like to be brutalized for simply advocating for my own humanity. I stand in strong solidarity with our Palestinian siblings." And they report on the Hill, Bush, a 44-year-old African-American woman, was first elected in November to represent a district that includes Ferguson, Missouri, the city where the Black Lives Matter movement took hold following the 2014 police killing of Michael Brown. The question here, when she says, "I know what it's like to be brutalized for simply advocating for my own humanity," is sending 700 rockets which kill people and destroy property and injure people and disrupt life profoundly? Is that advocating for your own humanity? And again, people in the United States do need to remember that all of these rocket attacks have been coming from Gaza, which is not, quote, occupied territory. It is occupied solely by Palestinians. And part of the problem in Gaza right now, and I think that's a very, very deep problem, is the competition between Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas, which are two different terrorist groups that are trying to outdo one another in terms of terror strikes against Israel through these rocket launchers. By the way, many of those rockets and rocket launchers supplied by Iran. If nothing else, the result of all of this will probably be to make it less likely that we revive the extremely ill-considered Iran nuclear deal. Up until the day before yesterday, the Biden administration was trying to put that deal back together. And again, Iran has been relatively quiet on this entire issue, but the quiet is about to end. Here's the latest from Jerusalem Post. Two Israeli women were killed in Ashkelon on Tuesday, today, as barrages of rockets struck the southern city, and the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, continued to target Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist sites throughout the Gaza Strip. It's now over 700 rockets have been fired on Israel from Gaza in the past 24 hours, adding that 150 fell back inside the strip. By the way, doing damage to some Palestinian civilians who may be entirely innocent of any of this. Another 200 rockets were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the intensity and rate of attacks will increase from Israel following a visit to the IDF Southern Command headquarters. We are in the midst of a campaign, he said. Since yesterday, the IDF has been attacking hundreds of Hamas and Islamic Jihad sites in Gaza. We have neutralized commanders. We have hit many of their quality targets. Hamas will be struck in ways that it did not expect. The Israelis were killed, one woman in her 60s and the other in her 80s, when rockets slammed into their homes in Ashkelon. Minutes later, the IDF reported that it had killed two top Palestinian Islamic Jihad commanders responsible for the rocket fire in Gaza. Over 90 Israelis have been injured, as close to a dozen buildings in Ashdod and Ashkelon were hit by rockets, according to the Israeli police. So the real question is, what happens next? Neither side is talking about negotiation. The Egyptian government, which does have a peace treaty with Israel, has been trying to plead for calm and to intervene. The Israeli Defense Minister, Benny Gantz, has made it very clear that what Israel wants is calm, basically to stop firing rockets. The Palestinian terrorists, the Hamas terrorists in Gaza, clearly want something else. What is it exactly? We will talk about that with Jonathan Medved, resident of Israel and a prominent Israeli influencer, businessman, business leader, and political leader, I think I can say. We will try to explore what Hamas is trying to achieve and what happens now to the paralyzed political situation in both Israel and for the Palestinians, where Mahmoud Abbas canceled, before any of this started, he canceled the scheduled Palestinian elections. We'll get to more coming up on the Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, I am always glad to speak to my brother Jonathan, but I'm not glad about these circumstances. He is in the middle of the night in Jerusalem, Israel, in his home, and Jonathan, more rocket fire even in the middle of the night, is that right?
Absolutely. It's really... We're at war, Michael. I mean, what's so bizarre is that we're really good at handling crises, and whether it's corona or whether it's ongoing terror, and even wars. And And we every now and then we sort of forget about it, right? In other words, we forget that we're living in the Middle East. We sort of view our country as a paradise, beautiful beaches, booming economy, you know, great people. And then, you know, days like today happen, and you're thrust back to reality and realize that we have neighbors who want to kill us, right? And they have no concern about their own people. They don't care what happens. In fact, the more that die on both sides, as far as they're concerned, is a victory. And what they just did by now launching massive attack of rockets on the center of this country, putting millions of people into shelters, killing a few, God forbid, and injuring, you know, a few dozen. This is going to, you know, essentially ensure that Israel is going to strike back like we haven't before, because we frankly have been coddling Hamas. They have no idea what's going to hit them, and, you know, hopefully this government, which is had its issues in terms of stability and disunity. The one way to make sure that Israel is united is launch an attack. You have to be careful about poking the bear.
Well, my understanding, there's just a piece that just posted at Jerusalem Post, that what these attacks have to do with, they have nothing to do with any kind of change of status on the Temple Mount. That's nothing. They have nothing to do with the eviction of four families from the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of Jerusalem, which is still working its way through the legal processes in Israel. What it has to do with is Hamas wanting to build back up its own prestige in the Palestinian world. Do you think that's accurate?
I think that's completely accurate. I think that Hamas wants to be relevant. Hamas wants to gain credit. Hamas wants to be seen as the protector of Jerusalem from what? In other words, there has been absolutely nothing done to Jerusalem. What happened on the Temple Mount for the last couple of days was prayers that were attended by tens of thousands of Muslims that were able to pray, but then they gathered with their special tools, which were hundreds and thousands of rocks that had been prepared in advance, and then they unleashed barrages of rocks on the Jewish people praying below with the Wailing Wall and on the police, and the police responded with riot control methodology. No one was killed. Okay, but there was massive riots up there, and believe it or not, you know, the police did their job and kept it quiet. But that's the pretext for launching this war, and they started by firing missiles towards Jerusalem, which was a little bit of a shock. And then throughout the day, they've been firing missiles, and basically creating threats and then saying that we're going to launch on Tel Aviv in the center of the country, and indeed they did. And now it's going to force Israel, who seems to be reluctant to do this, because, you know, the question is, what's the end game here, right? What are people trying to accomplish? We're busy building a country, building an economy, trying to help the world with problems of hunger and agriculture and education and cybersecurity. You know, this is startup nation. And the fact that we live in the Middle East, we have to fight wars, is crazy. But right now, the 7th Division Tank Corps is streaming its way down to Gaza. These are the most advanced tanks in the world that have protection against anti-tank missiles that are similar to Iron Dome. The Golani Brigade, which is perhaps our best fighting brigade, heading down there. And unfortunately, I think we're headed into a much more serious set of struggle, which hopefully will reach an end to this. Because we can't continue every couple of years to simply bear the brunt of this assault with ever stronger missiles from these Hamas terrorists.
Okay, there have been some reports that Israel has already neutralized several rocket attack commanders from Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Now, assuming that that is true, and I believe that the Army has confirmed it. That wouldn't make, given the Palestinian politics in Gaza, that wouldn't make Hamas entirely unhappy, would it?
Take out their rivals in the Palestinian Jihad.
Yes.
Look, I mean, the bottom line is they'll take out Hamas commanders too. They'll take out many of them. Remember, in the last big episode like this or war in 2014, there were 1,200 terrorists killed. So, and it lasted like 50 days. So, you know, this is unfortunately probably just beginning. And it's very sad. I mean, it's escalated very, very quickly. It's gotten bloody, you know, very, very soon. And my sense is that Israel is going to strike back and strike back strong. I mean, you don't live long in the Middle East if you let yourself get bullied around. And Israel, you know, has stayed alive and thriving by knowing how to defend itself. And even when there's no government and people are arguing, the way to get them together and to do something smart for once is to start attacking us. And that brings everybody together.
John, can you hang on for a little longer? I want you to have a chance to respond to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in addition to Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. You up for that?
If only I could face-to-face, I would be very delighted.
But they all have statements on this, and it's really unbelievable. Elizabeth Warren tweeted out that the Israeli evictions in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of East Jerusalem are abhorrent and unacceptable. The Biden administration must make clear to the Israeli government that these evictions are illegal and must stop immediately. And Sanders said the evictions must not go forward and that the U.S. had to speak out strongly. I know it's complicated, but what are these evictions they're talking about? Is this a mass dislocation? It's four families. And they have a court case, and the court case is going to be heard by the Israeli Supreme Court. I'm not sure that the missile attacks and the death and the bloodshed and the dislocation is helping the case of the families who are in the midst of this dispute. We'll be back with more background and the truth coming up on the MedVet Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Busy day on Capitol Hill with multiple hearings taking place. The Senate discussing voting rights and the H.R. 1 bill that was passed in the House earlier this year. senators also taking part in hearings on COVID-19 and new gun regulations. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, talking to my brother Jonathan in Jerusalem, Israel, which appears to be on the brink of war. I shouldn't even say on the brink, in the midst of war. What is shocking to me is that given the nature of what is going on with 700 rockets aimed at Israel, based upon what exactly? The idea that Israel has stormed or profaned in some way the Al-Aqsa Mosque is nonsense. Anybody who's ever been to the Middle East knows that Muslim people pray every day at Al-Aqsa Mosque, and they are the only people permitted to do so. Christians and Jews are not allowed because the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the entire noble sanctuary, as it's called in Arabic, is controlled by the Waqf, which is Islamic religious authorities affiliated with Jordan. It is not controlled by Israel. Jonathan Medved, there are all kinds of statements from the extreme left about what is going on here, and demanding that President Biden intervene on behalf of the Palestinians. There's a representative, Betty McCollum, a Democrat from Minnesota, says the Biden administration needs to publicly acknowledge that the dislocation of Palestinian families from their own land is unacceptable and a form of persecution. Secondly, the administration has every lever at its disposal to explicitly restrict U.S. assistance from activities that persecute Palestinians and advance the illegal annexation of Palestinian land. Why is she wrong?
Well, I mean, it's just so outrageous. Those statements you read before from Elizabeth Warren or from Bernie Sanders or in the McCollum, it is unbelievable. Israel has the most exceptional legal system and perhaps the most liberal Supreme Court in the world. In fact, you know, the Warren Court was nothing, okay, compared to our Supreme Court today. It is so liberal.
And there is a case running through the courts, been going in for about 10 years, where land that was clearly in Jewish ownership before 1948, when the Arab neighbors of Israel, which was just established at that moment, declared a war of annihilation, attacked Israel, and basically took this land, which was then occupied by Jordan between 1948 and 67, and they settled Palestinians on this land. And in 67, when Israel came back and unified the city of Jerusalem, the Jewish landowners wanted their land back. Guess what? It's in the Supreme Court. It's been there for years. They're going to make a decision. But you're telling me that Elizabeth Warren knows Israeli law? This has been illegally taken? This is somehow their land? It was owned by Jews. Okay?
It's just insane.
But that's not the issue. The issue at the moment is that Hamas and people who support Hamas, and it seems like these people do, are trying to stir up trouble and stop reconciliation between Jews and Arabs. Because we are at the moment of perhaps the greatest progress in the history of Israel's frayed relations with its Arab citizens and Arab neighbors, where there was going to be a new government elected, which was going to be dependent on Arab members of our parliament support. They were going to be part of government for the first time. And what happened at that very moment is when the missiles started firing. Because Hamas doesn't want to disrupt Oshmat.
Let's make clear, when you say they're going to be part of government for the first time, they've been part of Knesset, of the parliament, forever.
Absolutely.
I mean, from the beginning of the state.
Look, Arabs in this country vote. They control typically between 15 and 25 seats in the parliament, which is about...
Of 120.
Almost, you know, it's out of 120. They have all full civil and political rights, but traditionally they haven't been part of the government for the simple reason that they don't want to make decisions, and no one wants to make decisions about bombing Gaza. Because today when Israel's under attack, it's hard enough for Jews to decide to defend themselves. I don't wish that on an Arab member of parliament to say, you know what, we've got to launch an attack against Gaza because they're firing missiles at us. But this was about ready to happen. Israel also has made tremendous progress since the Abraham Accords in terms of rapprochement, not just with the UAE and Bahrain and other countries, but many others that are outside of the circle of the obvious peace already who want to join. And so it's that, as well as the sort of growing, I would say, amity and friendship among Jews and Arabs in the country, which Hamas wanted to destroy. And the friends of peace, the friends of real peace, want to get behind this rapprochement. They don't want to create more friction and more attack and more riots and more missiles. This is the time for people who really believe in peace, a real peace, to stand up. But Hamas only wants the peace of the dead. They don't want a peace of Israel. They want the whole thing. They want us all dead and gone. And on that, there is no negotiation. There will only be war. And when they launched 700 missiles, can you imagine if America had 700 missiles, God forbid, launched at them by North Korea or by Iran or by some other horrible country? What would America do? How would you react? And the world will now see how Israel reacts.
And do you expect there will be a large deployment of boots on the ground, as they say, into Gaza?
Well, since I've got some of those boots in my family, I don't hope for it. But I think right. that it's probably going to be necessary, yes.
And does this culminate with some kind of agreement? Does this culminate with at least some kind of agreement among Israelis as to who's going to head the new government. I assume that Yair Lapid, who was just asked by the president of Israel to form a new government, I assume that he's fully supportive of what this government,
the
Netanyahu government, is doing.
All of the politicians are united on this wall to wall. When people are dying from missile attack, Israel will defend itself. All of these politicians have been in the army. All of them want to defend Israel. All of them want to fight Hamas now and stop this attack, and Israel will do so. We'll figure out the politics later, but in the meantime, Israel is getting together to defend itself.
And what about the Palestinian elections? Is this some kind of bid for, are they ever going to have their elections? I think Mahmoud Abbas is in his 17th year of his four-year term.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it, Michael. I think that the elections there, in any event, are rather suspect. But right now, I don't think that Fatah, which controls the Palestinian Authority, is going to willingly give up control to Hamas, and that's probably a good thing.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just tweeted that the evictions in Sheikh Jarrah must not go forward, and the U.S. has to speak out strongly. And she says, we stand in solidarity with the Palestinians. Israel is inflicting violence. I hope that her New York constituents remember that. I do. Jonathan, peace. May there be peace for the nation, for our family. And thank you for joining us and giving us some realistic perspective. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Commercial screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values. In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. The important new film, Stars and Strife, looks at the problem of polarization.
Washington today, it's probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
Now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
School is back in session, and whether your kids are learning from home, are doing in-person learning, or some kind of hybrid, there's no better time to check out the MedVed History Store. Why? There are so many programs available at MedVedHistoryStore.com that are great to share with your kids. Shows about the U.S. Constitution, our best and worst presidents, shows on World War II, the Vietnam War, the American Revolution, profiles of George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt, programs on the history of Christmas and Thanksgiving, and so much more. Listen as Michael tells stories from our nation's past and brings them to life in vivid detail. It's never been more important to teach our kids the true story of America's past. Our great success, our failures, the trials, the triumphs, you and your family will walk away with a better understanding and appreciation of this great country. It's up to us to pass on America's legacy to the next generation. One of the ways we can do that is by learning stories from the past. Check out the Michael Medved History Store at MedvedHistoryStore.com today.
right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com. The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACSH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today. School is back in session. And whether your kids are learning from home, are doing in-person learning, or some kind of hybrid, there's no better time to check out the MedVet History Store. Why? There are so many programs available at MedVedHistoryStore.com that are great to share with your kids. Shows about the U.S. Constitution, our best and worst presidents. Shows on World War II, the Vietnam War, the American Revolution. Profiles of George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt. Programs on the history of Christmas and Thanksgiving. And so much more. Listen as Michael tells stories from our nation's past and brings them to life in vivid detail. It's never been more important to teach our kids the true story of America's past. Our great success, our failures, the trials, the triumphs, you and your family will walk away with a better understanding and appreciation of this great country. It's up to us to pass on America's legacy to the next generation. One of the ways we can do that is by learning stories from the past. Check out the Michael Medved History Store at MedvedHistoryStore.com today.
Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you put everything in perspective. perspective, right? I mean, we had my brother is dealing with a situation. He has three sons who are active military reserve. He now has 11 grandchildren in Jerusalem, and he's dealing with rockets aimed at his neighborhood. And so that's a problem. We had some technical problems, connection problems. And no, there is no comparison. And in terms of what the United States should do or must do, this is, frankly, it's one of those situations where it's really very unclear. And one of the problems, of course, is there's a new administration that has not established much of a position on the Middle East, has not paid much attention to it, in fact. And it's a very complicated question. Now, there's actually some statements from United States representatives, like there's a spokesman for the Defense Department who named Kirby, who was very clear about the United States not favoring missile attacks. And shouldn't that be obvious? There are people on the left, people on the right, who are demanding that Joe Biden must act in this situation. And what should that action look like? We will get to that and much more with all the technical issues, God willing, permitting, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.